Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 11, 2023. Find the right solution. Question: how can we understand whether we have reached a new degree of connection or have simply forgotten the conflict we had? For example, in ordinary life, we fight and after a while we calm down as if nothing had happened. How does it work in the 10? Answer: this is not how it works in the 10. We should not calm down, but should look for a solution to the issue. Let us, despite all our calculations, try to come closer and connect with each other, and there we will find the right solution. In our community, we have to rise above the situation. We should do nothing but ask the Creator to connect us. Despite the fact that there is a problem, the Creator will solve everything. The upper light will come and raise us. Although all this is still in some abstract categories for us, in feelings it happens exactly in such a way. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, August 18, 2023. The Need for the Creator's Salvation. To become a Kabbalist? By studying Kabbalah, a person gradually begins to feel how the quality of exiting oneself arises in him or her. This is the birth of a new quality in a person. It is the quality of bestowal, which, in general, does not exist in our world. It creates a certain area in a person, called a part suf. A part suf is conscious work with pleasure. The fact is that when a person wants to become similar to the spiritual quality, he must master the quality of love, the quality of bestowal to others. Therefore, by expressing his positive attitude toward others, he begins to formalize it in the form of a desire for coming closer to others, in the form of connection, bestowal. If he acts like that, then he becomes a Kabbalist. From Kab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, August 27, 2023. Turn hatred into love. If your hate could be turned into electricity, it would light up the whole world. Nikola Tesla. Question: in Tesla's time there was not so much hatred, but today we would burn the world. He thinks like a scientist. He sees hatred as energy. What is your attitude to the fact that hatred is energy? Answer: of course. Our hatred is above all other kinds of energy in the world. Question: would there be enough electricity here? Answer: yes. Question: how can this energy of huge hatred be converted into some kind of positive charge today? Can hatred be turned into love? Answer: yes. To do this, we need to change man, force a person to change, to move from hatred to love. This is possible only with the help of what the science of Kabbalah explains about how we can turn hatred into love. Question: how? Answer: with the help of the upper light. There must be an even higher level that will affect and change us. Question: and how can we draw it on us? Answer: only by our desire. That is, I must change. Question: then it turns out that hatred should fill everything? Answer: this is what we are moving toward. But in principle, as we understand, we are already prepared for this. Question: so, do you think man already understands that he is overwhelmed by this? Answer: yes. Otherwise, we may burn out. There simply would be nothing left to redo. Question: do you see that a person is already coming to the point that he understands what he is, what he hates? Answer: yes. Enclosed in himself, absolute egoism, I hate everyone else. Question: and I will not be able to live with this after a while? Answer: not only will I not be able to live, I will not be able to die, and I will not be able to live. Then the decision will come that we must shift inversely to another level. Question: so it is quite a science that you are talking about? There is bad energy inside me and I want to convert it into good energy. Answer: yes. Tesla talked about energy, and we too are talking about energy. Comment: so, We proved that Kabbalah is a science. My response, there is no doubt about it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 20, 2023. Hear us, people. Comment. Throughout the entire history of humanity, a series of crises happened when it seemed that everything was about to collapse. My response, were these true crises? That was the usual dirty political struggle and nothing more. But now, nature is forcing us to change. Nature. Where can you go if nature is causing the current crisis? We did not cause this. When I talked about this many years ago, everyone laughed. I met Nobel Prize winners in economics who were surprised. What crisis? Everything is fine. There can be no crises at all, just progress. There are ups and downs, there is a smooth road, and then it gets a little bumpy because this is how humanity develops. But it is going in the same direction all the time. Everything will be fine. Then I answered them, how can you say this? Look what is happening in the world. What is happening in the world? These are normal states. Sometimes it gets worse, sometimes it gets better, just like an ordinary life, and that is all. It continued until the crisis ripened and exploded in their faces. Therefore, humanity moves only through blows, by being pushed toward happiness with a stick because people hardly hear us. From CAB TV's I got a call. Crisis as a natural process, September 3, 2011. Does everyone need to study the wisdom of Kabbalah? Comment. In the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we seem to study the most interesting thing that can ever be, the structure of our desires and the method of receiving pleasure. However, this does not arouse much interest in people. My response, we do not feel that this is inside us. But over time it will come, and we will begin to feel everything. Then we will see to what extent what is written in this article is realized in us and leads us to the highest point of existence. Question, suppose, I have a headache, I take a pill and the headache goes away. I was not interested in the composition of the pill, its formula, who developed it, and how it came to this. Here, too, someone developed this method. The question arises, does everyone need to study it? Answer, if one has a desire, if not, then nothing will help. We cannot force a person to desire it. Question, but does nature provide for the universal study of this method? Answer, nature provides for the fact that as a result of our earthly development, we will reveal the need to get in touch with the upper light. This is what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. But we will study this method on ourselves, through a practical feeling in us. We will clearly feel the screen, the connection with the Creator, and how much we can use the light for our sake or for His sake. Question, can we practice on ourselves now instead of the Creator whom we do not feel yet? Answer, by all means. Take something tasty, put it in your mouth, and try to feel that you do not want to feel, suppose, the taste of a pie, but instead, you want to feel how you want to transfer this pleasure to the Creator. From CAB TV's preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, August 13, 2023. Attaining the true essence of the Creator. It is all one, for He and His name are one, as it is written, that they may know that you alone, your name is the Lord, Baal HaSulam. Introduction to the Book of Zohar, 2 points. This is about the fact that even through opposing qualities, egoistic ones that are seemingly unpleasant, the uniqueness of the Creator and His greatness is still attained. Question, what does He and His name are one mean? Answer, He is the Creator, and His name is His manifestation in all creations. Everything we see is merely a manifestation of the Creator within us. Ultimately, through everything that exists within us, No matter how negative and opposing our qualities may be, we attain the Creator and reveal that His manifestation is an expression of love and bestowal. Question: in the end, all of humanity and each one of us in every moment in time, in the past, in the future, and in all the states that humanity has gone through, will discover that even in His most negative actions, there was a manifestation of love and bestowal? Answer: absolutely. Complete, singular, and unified. And what seemed negative to us was because our qualities were opposite to His. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, August 6, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: who is spiritual? One is spiritual when one is above our world. Our world is the egoistic desire that constantly calculates self-benefit at the expense of others and nature. If we aim ourselves outwardly in order to bestow contentment upon others and nature, when the outcomes of our acts are unrelated to those who perform them, even indirectly, then we are considered spiritual. In other words, being spiritual means attaining an intention to bestow to others and nature above our inborn desires to enjoy ourselves alone. With such attainment, we come to sense our eternal and perfect existence as a single soul, that is, as a great desire that wishes to enjoy through the intention to bestow to the upper force of bestowal that creates and sustains life. Such an existence is above time, space and motion. It is in no way linked to the sensation of the animate body, but is rather felt in a new inner space in our senses, in an intention to bestow that we develop and attain. Based on the book The Kabbalah Experience, ch. 11, Concepts in Kabbalah by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.